I said when we were singing in the choir that I felt that we're going to open it up and sing the famous song, Count Your Blessings. And we're going to open it up again for thanksgiving to the Lord, for maybe looking back on the year or looking forward, whatever it might be, of what you are looking back thankful for and praising Him. In Psalm 100, that's the theme of our message tonight, and I thought maybe if I shared this word to us in the beginning, it might open our eyes to see how grateful we are and should be. Psalm 100, I think probably many of you could quote it with me. Spurgeon believed that the word thankful to him in verse 4 was the theme of this psalm, thankfulness. Thanksgiving is, of course, to me, one of the most genuine Christian holidays that there is. Thanksgiving. Did you know that to my understanding and what I read, there's only 3 countries that celebrate Thanksgiving? Did you know that? The United States, Canada, and I believe the Philippines. 3 countries that celebrate Thanksgiving. Maybe that explains why the French president, and I tried to pronounce his name, I think it's Francois something, but it doesn't matter. And President Putin are meeting on Thursday. I thought to myself, what are they meeting on Thanksgiving for? But they don't have a Thanksgiving. They don't have Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is something that actually came as a result, as we know, of the pilgrims coming to this country. And the first Thanksgiving meal, after the Indian chief shared with them some seeds that they planted, successfully raised their first crop, and then had a feast at the harvest time, a Thanksgiving feast to God for allowing them to live and to survive the harshness of the winters and to live and to enjoy that day together with the Indians. But Psalm 100 is to me not just a psalm for Israel, but a psalm that is for all people, as it says in the very first verse. Make a joyful shout. And noise could be very easily there. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God, it is He that has made us and not we ourselves, for we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. There's the theme right there, thanksgiving. And into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endures to all generations. Let's bow for prayer, please. Lord, thank You for this precious night to us in our churches, where we stop to give thanks to You. For You, Lord, are so worthy of our praise and thanks. For You are good. And we thank You for this word of Scripture, and I pray that You would fill me with Your Spirit and enable us to enter into the beauty and the praise of this psalm, and that we would be so filled with gratitude for saving our souls and making us whole. In Jesus, Your name, amen. Obviously, this is a psalm of praise to the Israelites, but I believe it's a psalm of praise to all people of all generations, even to us tonight. It's what exactly what it says. All you lands, all people, every person in the earth should give a joyful shout out to the Lord. All the lands. It's a universal psalm. God had you and I in mind to enter into this psalm to give him our highest praise. All generations, all the earth. This message of thanksgiving is so deep and so wide that it applies to every person in every time of history, in all stages of life. All generations should praise the Lord. It's, again, I remind us that except for us in Canada and the Philippines, we are the three countries that honor this day. But I think there's a real danger in determining our thankfulness based upon what we would look at as the goodness of God to us. When we think of the goodness of God, we oftentimes think of that we have a nice home, or we have a home with a roof on it, we have heat, we have comforts, we have nice churches, cars. As a whole, many of us have health and strength, jobs, our children, grandchildren. We think upon all the things of life and we give God our thanks. But do we realize and give God our thanks when the real problems come in life? When death of a loved one comes? What I'm trying to get at is, what is the basis of us to give thanks to God? Is it just the good things we have, or is it He is God? He's God. As it goes on to say, it's He that's made you. And therefore, He's good. He's so good, and it's not just the earthly things, like paying our bills, and do I have enough to last my lifetime? Is my money in the bank secure? Am I going to be healthy? And these things determine whether or not we're thankful. Scripture says that all of these things can change at any time. We all know people who one minute had life good. I mean, life really good. And I'm talking about lots of money and things and family. And like that, everything changed. And suddenly life wasn't so good. Does that change that God is good? No. But if we look at the things that we have, Proverbs says that riches make themselves wings at times and fly away. And some of us have experienced that. So, the only thing, and Jesus said that things of the earth can rust, thieves break in and steal them. So the only thing we know for sure and can have for sure is our relationship with the Lord, because He never changes. No matter what happens in our life, He doesn't change. His truth, His character, His goodness endures forever. The 100th Psalm emphasizes that God is the Lord. And you will find that is the basis of your thanksgiving praise. The Lord is the basis of your thanksgiving praise, not the things. The Lord is our praise. The Lord is our source of being thankful, our relationship with Him. Can you imagine, can you even try to imagine living without a relationship with Him? I lived that way. Many of you lived that way, blind and heathen and lost in the world, totally blind to God. And I'd never want to go back. Better is one day in the house of the Lord than thousands elsewhere. I'd rather be saved and in prison than be lost, going to a devil's hell. The Lord is a basis of our thanksgiving praise. Alex Haley, the author of Roots, had an unusual picture hanging in his office on the wall. It was a picture of a turtle on top of a fence post. When asked, why is that there? Alex Haley answered, every time I write something significant, he wrote Roots, by the way, the movie and book Roots. Every time I read my words and think they're wonderful and begin to feel proud of myself, I look at that turtle on top of the fence post and I remember he didn't get there on his own. You see, he's the one who has given you all the things for which you assume and are thankful for those things, rather than being thankful to him or for him. For him and that he is good. The basis of thankfulness is to remember that we got here with the help of God, that he is the provider of every blessing we have. And so he says, shout to the Lord, all you lands, all the earth. Shout with the force of a trumpet blast. Shout of joy to the Lord. Should come from the very depths of our being. Maybe he solved the problem for you. Maybe he showed you a direction to go. Maybe he's provided some special blessing to you, which he has to me. But you realize that it has come from God. And so from the depths of your being, you proclaim, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Get alone on a housetop or someplace in the woods and shout to the Lord, he says. Shout to the Lord. And the word shout is the word noise. Make a loud noise to the Lord. I know we Baptists aren't very good at that. But it doesn't necessarily, it's not how loud you are. It's somewhat the depth of realization of this, that you shout his name. You shout his name in how you live. Shout his name to those around you. Roland Allen, an 18th century missionary, was speaking one day, delivered a sermon, and after the sermon, a man came up and introduced himself and said, I was a medical missionary for many years to India. I served in a region where there was a progressive blindness, a disease. The people were born with healthy vision, but there was something in that area that caused the people to lose their sight, and as they grew older, they were blind. But the missionary had developed a treatment that would stop the progressive blindness, so people came to him. He performed his treatment, and they would leave realizing that they would have been completely blind, but because of him, their sight was saved. He said, though, that the people never said thank you. Listen, because that phrase was not in their dialect. Instead, they spoke a word that meant, I will tell your name. Think of that. And wherever they went, they would tell the name of the missionary who had cured their blindness. They had received something so wonderful that they eagerly proclaimed it to everyone. Shout to the Lord. But I think that we need to shout out the Lord's salvation to people. I think that we need to shout it out. We ought to be carrying tracts everywhere we go, tracts with us. Shouting out the name of the Lord. And let me tell you, and I don't say this in any, you never know where the seed will be landing. Amen? You don't. You never know where the seed will land. There are people saved every day reading tracts. And he may use a tract you leave, and somebody picks it up and believes. Just like the speaker, Dave Ingram, found a tract on the window in a post office, looked out the window and saw that church and went to that church and talked to that pastor and would be saved. You just never know. Shout his name out. The psalmist is saying, suddenly you realize that God has been so good to you that you can't keep it inside. You have to tell everybody. And from the depths of your heart, you shout your joy to the Lord. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there's none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love, my comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to praise your name. Shout to the Lord. All the earth, let us sing power and majesty. Praise to the King. I sing for joy at the works of your hand. Shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. And I think this is an important statement. It doesn't say serve the church, does it? It doesn't say serve the preacher. It doesn't say serve the organization. It says serve the Lord with gladness. And I emphasize that, gladness. The greatest act of love that we can do is to live out loud for the Savior, telling everybody with a joyful heart and with kind words and serving hands of his great love. But secondly, I apologize, serve the Lord with gladness. Colossians 2, 23 and 24, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of your inheritance, for you serve Jesus. You know, sometimes, and I know this is true, sometimes people get disillusioned with a pastor. And the first thing that they begin to do is quit serving. Did you hear that? Is that not true? They quit serving. You know why they quit serving? Because they got something against the preacher. You're not serving for the right reason if you were doing that. Serve the Lord with your gladness. And then it says, come before his presence with singing. You know, the sad part is, and I know, come before his presence with singing. He says, I want you to be happy. Shout with joy, serve with gladness, and come before him with joyful songs. Take a look around you, the people we have here tonight. Are we joyful? Are we thankful to the Lord? Are we singing with joy, or are we singing? Are we serving with joy, or simply working because it's our duty? Are we shouting out the name of the Lord with joy? Joy is so important, isn't it? Thanksgiving is so important. It is a very important ingredient of our lives as believers in God and in Christ. Are we happy people? Come before him, serve him, sing his praise with joy in your heart. You know the song, it says, let those refuse to sing who never knew our God. But children of the heavenly King shall speak their joys abroad, shall speak their joys abroad. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. The NIV says, know ye that the Lord, that we are his. It is he that has made us. Now stop and think about this. You do know that God made every bone in your body. And God put every sinew and muscle and ligament in your body. He knew you'd be short. He knew I'd be medium-sized and fat. He knew you'd be tall and skinny. You see, it's he that made you. He gave you your eyes to see, your brain to think, your fingers to pick up things, God made us inside and out. He made you the way he wanted you to be. And he made me the way he wanted me to be. That's a great mystery, isn't it? How we're all so different. And boy, are we different. We're all so different. But that's the way God made us. And God chose us. And he chose us that we would be faithful to him. Faithful to serve him with gladness. Faithful to love him. And then it goes on to say, therefore give him thanks for who you are. God knows who you are. Give him thanks for who you are, please. Because it's he that made you and not you yourself. It's he who gave you the gifts you have of the Spirit and not you yourselves. It's he who put it into your mother's heart that she made you practice the piano and now you play the piano. It's God. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. The psalmist says we belong to him. Think of this. In John chapter 10 and verse 14, I lay down my life for my sheep. That's what he said. He laid down his life. Are you thankful for what Jesus Christ did for you, which we'll celebrate in just a moment? Are you thankful for what he suffered for you? You see, you're his sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give them eternal life. And they'll never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all. No one can pluck them out of my Father's hand. And I and my Father are one. Praise him that you're his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. And by the way, that should be the theme of our thanksgiving tonight. The Lord is so good to you. The Lord is his good. His mercy. Aren't you glad his mercies are everlasting? You say it. Where would you be without his mercies? In hell? Aren't you glad they're everlasting? They'll never run out. And his truth, you can depend on God, the Father. You can depend on Jesus Christ, be a faithful high priest to serve you and to pray for you. He's good, he's merciful, and he's truthful. You can count on his character. And we believe that means we can count on his word. That if we believe in Jesus Christ with our heart and confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord, that we will be saved. I'm glad tonight for Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It's he that has made you us and not we ourselves. For we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts. Come on in. What for? With praise. With praise. Be thankful to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations.